Go to eroticalust.com and click on free books and download my free ebook, 10 Erotic Short Stories, Volume 1. Now let's get to the story. Shouldn't Have Gotten Freaky with a Latina Maid by Goran Radanovich. During Maria's first 2 weeks with us, I chatted her up several times but got interrupted every time by my wife. Maria was 19, had perky tits and a round ass that I wanted to bounce off in the doggy style. Her thick black hair cascaded off her shoulders and curled in some strands. Who could blame me for wanting to get freaky with a Latina mate? "Do you like what you see, Mr. Walter?" Maria was referring to how she cleaned my office, but I kept my eyes on her figure while she washed the windows and wiped my desk. "Everything looks good to me." She returned my smile and locked in eye contact. I got hard and wanted to bend her over the table, but the phone rang. I spoke to a friend while watching her bend over to put the cloth and disinfectants into the bucket. "Wonder if she does that to tease me." As soon as she walked out, I needed a second opinion. "Do you think I stand a chance with this hottie?" I asked my friend on the line. "Young girls love older men. They don't want to waste time with young guys who are timid and afraid to grab them by the neck and pin them to the bed for a hard bang." "You reckon?" "Absolutely. They get a thrill from riding married men. It's an accomplishment to them." Maria popped her head into the office. "I'm going now, Mr. Walter." "Great job today. Thanks, I'll see you tomorrow." She smiled and waved, and more blood rushed to my dick. I walked into the kitchen and kissed Debbie. "Remember that we're going to my parents' house on Friday." "Damn it, I forgot about the weekend plans." "Sure." The following morning, Debbie nudged me awake. "You have to get to work, sleepyhead." I grimaced and groaned, then rubbed my forehead. "What's wrong?" "I'm not feeling too well." "What's the matter with you?" I looked at her with droopy eyelids and answered, "Got a massive headache." "Take some pills and see how you feel during the day." Before I walked into the house after work, I loosened my tie, unbuttoned my shirt, and hunched over while peering. Debbie was in the kitchen when I walked in. "How you feeling, baby?" she asked. "Terrible. The headache pills didn't help." She felt my forehead. "You sure you're not coming down with something?" "Maybe." "Okay. Go lie in bed and I'll bring you dinner." She had never done that before. Not only was I going to get dinner in bed, but I didn't have to make small talk with her like every other night. I could have cared less about the gossip that she got from our neighbors and her hairdresser. She should have focused more on finding part-time work. "You're still not feeling well?" she asked in the morning. I shook my head and squinted. "You poor thing. I should call mom and tell her that we can't make the family gathering." "No, don't do that. You go ahead. I know you've been looking forward to this for weeks." "Are you sure, baby? I don't want to leave you here alone when you're under the weather." "I just need to rest. It's all the stress from the work that's bogged me down." "You sure?" I nodded. She ran her fingers through my hair and kissed my forehead. "Thank you for being a sweetie. Call me if you need anything," she said. I heard Debbie tell Maria that she was on her way out to the airport. As soon as I heard the front door shut, I leaped out of bed. I walked into the lounge and saw Maria dusting the paintings. She turned around and gasped as she saw me. "Mr. Walter! I didn't know that you were at home." I hope that's not a problem. No, not at all. It's your house. I stepped towards her and said, "You've been working hard, Maria. Why don't you take a load off and have a seat?" "Okay." She walked around the couch and sat next to me. "Tell me about your dreams and goals. What do you want to become?" "I'm studying to be a designer." "Oh, nice. I was actually thinking about doing some renovations to the house. Maybe you can give me some pointers." "Sure. Let me get us something to drink first." I returned with a bottle of wine and saw her checking her phone before putting it on the table. Her phone beeped as I poured a glass, but she ignored it. When I handed her a glass, I smiled and toasted. "To good times." After we spoke for a few minutes, I said, "Your shoulders look a bit stiff." She rolled them. "Here, let me help you," I added. She turned her back to me and I massaged her shoulders. I leaned forward and saw that her eyes were closed as she moaned. "That feels very nice, Mr. Walter." "It's going to be even nicer if you lie down." I grabbed her arm and escorted her to my bedroom. "Go ahead," I said as we stood in front of the bed. After she lay on the bed, I sat on top of her and rubbed her back. "Let's get this shirt off of you so that you can really enjoy the massage." I massaged her back for a few minutes before making my way to her legs. "Do you want to take your leggings off?" "Sure." Her voluptuous butt cheeks swallowed in her G-string. I sat on top of her and my boner poked her ass. My heart was racing. "Should we be doing this, Mr. Walter?" "Oh, yes, we should," I said, breathing deeply. I kept looking at her ass, and my hands wandered off without me having any control. I pulled down her G-string, then grabbed her waist to get her ass to perk up. She shifted to the edge of the bed after I stood in front of it. "Oh, yes, baby, that's the type of ass Daddy likes," I said while unzipping my pants. Maria was on all fours as I tapped my dick on her ass. I stuck my dick in and she moaned. Her pussy felt tight. I squeezed her cheeks and shifted forward so that my dick would go in deeper. "Ah, puppy, give it to me," she said. She wheezed as I thrust. I spanked her ass, then clutched her shoulders to speed up the penetration. Maria grimaced and screamed. After giving it to a doggy for about 15 minutes, I told her to flip onto her back. She spread her legs open and I tapped my dick on her clit before slipping it in. Her pussy engulfed my dick as I pushed it in all the way. I grabbed her ankles and thrust. "Keep going, puppy," she said about half an hour into the sex. As I was about to come, I heard, "Maria!" I pulled my dick out, turned around, and saw a guy at the bedroom door. He was tanned, in a vest, and stocky. "Miguel, what are you doing here?" she asked while covering herself with a duvet. "You don't respond to my messages the whole day. I call and you don't answer. I'm going out of my mind because I'm worried about you. What's wrong with you? And who the hell is this?" he asked, stepping towards me. "Who the hell are you and what are you doing in my house? Pow!" When I regained consciousness, I was lying on the floor. I sat up and saw red patches on my shirt. My nose was broken when I looked in the mirror. After checking the house to see if anybody was still there, I went to the doctor. Not only was my nose crooked, but it was also swollen and bruised. I had the TV on loud while watching it in the bedroom on Saturday night. I toned it down after I heard somebody in the corridor. "Surprise!" said Debbie as she burst into the room. Her smile subsided. Oh my God, what happened to you? She scampered to the bed. Somebody broke into the house and beat me up. She grimaced. What? Are you okay? I'm fine. What are you doing here early? You're only supposed to be back tomorrow. I was worried about your health, so I came back. I'm glad I did. When did this happen? Did you call the police? No. After being by my side for a few minutes, Debbie inspected the house and returned to the bedroom. That's funny. I didn't see anything missing. Maybe they heard the neighbors after they knocked me out and got scared, so they ran away. There's no ways she's going to know about my affair with Maria. I was chuffed with myself for covering all of the bases. Debbie and I were in the kitchen on Monday morning when Maria walked in. Oh my God, said Debbie. What happened to your face? My boyfriend did this to me. Why? Debbie looked at me after she noticed Maria staring at me. What's going on here? She frowned, stepping towards me. I rush home to attend to you and I find that you're no longer sick. Both of your faces are bruised. What's going on, Walter? She turned to Maria. Did your boyfriend hit my husband? She nodded. Debbie's mouth slacked open and her eyes widened as she turned to me. I serve you dinner in bed and try to be the best wife that I can be, and this is how you repay me. You son of a bitch. Pow! She busted my nose open. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this story, you're gonna love my new novel, My Wife and Girlfriend. It's available on eroticalust.com. Just click on shop and you'll see all of my books there. Also available on all major retailers. While you're there, check out my awesome t-shirts, such as the I'm Kinky t-shirt, Opposites Attract t-shirt, and long sleeve, all available on eroticalust.com.